This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the ridiculously overinflated drug prices, but what we've seen happen with the EpiPen, and of course, what happened after the first press conference for the president-elect, Donald Trump, where he slammed big pharma companies, basically talking about the prices that are being charged. And of course, that goes hand in hand with what he's talking about with overseas manufacturing. Attorney Krista Castaneda will join us to add some insight into crisis communications, what happens, what's the bounce back, the blowback, all of that, et cetera, when you see the stocks, you know, slam down, especially these blue chip stocks. So check this out. Some big news today. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's going to vote against Jeff Sessions, the senator nominated for Attorney General. I don't think that's a shocker in any way, because he wouldn't have been a fan of Jeff Sessions. You know, there's a lot of dust kicking up over Jeff Sessions. There's probably just as much over Rex Tillerson, perhaps maybe the most. But I think the most is kind of tied between Sessions and between Rex Tillerson. And, of course, we just went through Rex Tillerson's Senate confirmation hearing. So you got Mad Dog who's in the hot seat. You got Ben Carson with the HUD hearing. And the CIA pick, Pompeo, is being grilled as well. A lot of scrutiny over the Russian hacking and over torture. So the congressman who is Trump's pick for CIA director dealing with the confirmation hearing, taking questions when so much is happening over Russia and hacking, and the Intelligence Committee is abuzz about it. Of course, because this is number one on their list the last couple of weeks, actually a couple of months since the election. The Russian hacking efforts are a huge area of concern. And really, this breaks on both sides of the aisle. So it's not an exclusively Democratic thing, Republicans too. And of course, he's going to be grilled about that because he's poised to take over the CIA. And that's what the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is doing. That's what you do. On Wednesday, Trump agreed for the first time with the intelligence community's assessment that the Kremlin was behind the hacking. That was pretty big news, too. He said, "I think it was Russia." After weeks of criticizing the findings, including the tweets accusing the intelligence community of leaking allegations that tie Trump to Russia, he's saying something different now. He was saying intelligence agencies should never have allowed the fake news to leak into the public. "One last shot at me. Are we living in Nazi Germany?" He tweeted that on Wednesday. And now there's been a little bit of a change there. Within the next 90 days, Trump says he wants a major report on hacking. So if we look at the prep for these hearings, and we look at the congressman specifically, he's been getting briefings by current members of the intelligence community as well as past directors. That's what happens when you're in this situation. He also reviewed confirmation hearings for past nominees, of course. Then you do the practice sessions. You know that, right? So you got to go into these Senate hearing confirmation deals, and you got to practice. You got to do these mock workups answering hundreds of questions that could potentially be thrown at you at a hearing. So he's been preparing for it since he's nominated, which is the same with pretty much anybody that's being nominated for any position. And just a quick little background, because I got an email from Howard asking me about Pompeo the other day. He has a military background. He was first in his class at the military academy, West Point guy, served in the army from mid-80s to 91. He was in Germany, etc. He kind of patrolled the Iron Curtain is pretty much what his congressional website says. Then he went to Harvard Law School. He's an editor at the Harvard Law Review. Then he went to Kansas and then started a business, and then the rest is history. And, of course, part of the reason he was picked is he has a big reputation as a conservative stalwart, if you will, on national security issues. He was probably best known as a hardliner on the Select Committee on Benghazi, a panel that he wanted to see really go after Hillary Clinton and felt like they weren't hard enough on Hillary Clinton. He also was the co-author of an addendum to the committee's findings where he blasted Clinton for what he called a tragic failure of leadership and accused the Obama administration of trying to cover up the nature of the Benghazi attack. You know, when Trump publicly announced Pompeo as his choice, the congressman got some praise from Democrats, including Congressman Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, who said he's somebody who's willing to listen and engage both key qualities as CIA director. But, you know, we go back to the same secret sauce. The deck is certainly stacked. I can't imagine somebody getting rejected. There would have to be something that came up in their past that just could not be, it wasn't palatable by Republicans because they have the overwhelming majority. So these Senate hearings are what we do, but I don't see any rejections. I think whether they're grilled longer or harder or whatever you want to say, I there's no opposition. I don't imagine we're going to see any great opposition to, you know, to any of this. So the drum keeps beating on the Hill, like I said, as we get closer to this inauguration, which if you went to Washington today, would not be a good time to go and visit Washington unless you were there for any of the inauguration stuff, because frankly, of course, all the streets are blocked off. From what I understand, the security is, you know, through the roof, which it would be and always is, and it's impossible to navigate unless you're taking some sort of public transportation. But even there, it's kind of nightmarish, because if you think about it, you know, we're leapfrogging into next week, and next week is when you go through the inauguration process, the balls, and then the changing of the guard, basically, where Trump moves into the White House, the Obamas have already moved stuff out, and then they're officially out of the White House, and he takes over. So pretty interesting to watch as you see some shifts, like Clapper saying the intel community didn't leak. As we go back to that, the Russian information that they had gathered, and then Trump signing off on it. So the attack is interesting. We're going to see what happens. I think watch that 90-day timetable, because remember, it's always about what's the first 100 days. Well, he's saying within 90 days he wants to see another full briefing. So combative on that in one way, and then saying, okay, I get it. We'll watch and we'll see what happens, you know, coming out of the Kremlin. All right, coming up next again, Krista Castaneda. We're going to talk about, of course, what's going on with the drug stocks and the EpiPen soaring through the roof.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'll tell you what, you know, we always talk about the market and how the numbers can rock in either direction. And you know my feeling on that, I'm not trying to give anyone stock advice, but it's like standing at the craps table, let's face it. However, what's really interesting is we saw drug stocks tank after President-elect Donald Trump hit his first press conference the other day. The first, as we're getting ready for this inauguration, complaining about the big increase and it has put the industry, I think, on notice, so to speak, especially we'll see what happens through the next couple of weeks. Joining us now is Krista Castaneda. She's an attorney who specializes in crisis communications and media relations. Krista, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Happy to be here.
So were you, when you started to hear about the stock prices, the drug stock prices, because, you know, when we talk about blue chip stocks and we certainly have seen a rise and we know what's going on with Big Pharma, this was kind of a shocker. So what do you attribute that to? Do you attribute it to, as you know how the market is, when you start to have a bunch of negative news, especially when you have the president-elect say that, it's not necessarily surprising to me that you would see something happen with the stock prices, but the reaction to it's been pretty interesting. What's your take on it?
Well, I mean, it's a thorny problem for these companies, and each one's different, and each one of their drug portfolios is different, and their investors and their, you know, constituents who they have to answer to. But let me say this. The drug companies have a particular challenge because they both have the overseas manufacturing issue that Trump loves to highlight, and they have the drug price, ongoing crisis communications issue, which plays right into his repeal Obamacare message.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. Today, somebody just sent me a text telling me that Cigna was dumping the EpiPen. And, you know, I have a niece that has to get the EpiPens because of a peanut allergy. And, of course, remember the scandal there. The, what was it, the CEO who was getting that crazy amount of money, and then the cost of the EpiPen. And that, again, certainly set on the news. So that goes along with what you're saying, overseas manufacturing, the charging for the different types of drugs is all part of this, isn't it? As a person who works in crisis communication, what would you advise the makers of EpiPen?
Kate, you hit it the nail on the head. You know, they had a huge public relations crisis because they couldn't justify the price increase in a product that had already been on the market and people relied on so heavily. There just wasn't any message as to why that was reasonable or necessary that resonated with the marketplace. And these companies have a real challenge because they've got, you know, the consumers and the doctors that they have to please, but they've also got their investors who obviously want to see as high a return as possible. It's a difficult situation, and every company is different, but they got to get ahead of this.
Yeah, I agree with you on getting ahead with it. So, as somebody who's in media, and in your case, when you're talking about crisis communications and how do you get ahead of it, how do you get in front of it, what would you advise them? I mean, would you try? I think you got to reach the public somehow, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But before you reach the public, you got to know what you're going to say. And there's got to be a good explanation that's not just something that was developed in an echo chamber with, you know, your investors and your board members. They got to hire, you know, the right media relations people. They got to hire the right communications people. If they don't have those people in-house, they need to have been looking yesterday to find who is appropriate for their company, and they need to start working the problem.
Yeah. Oh, and of all the and of course, you don't have to name the companies, but you've worked with a lot of companies in these situations. When do you know when you have the turnaround? When you're knee deep in the nonsense, when do you know when you've turned it around?
Well, when you're starting to get your message to take hold, when reporters are actually listening to you and using some of the information that you're putting out there, when you've got the social media presence that appears to be going with you. I mean, there's lots of metrics and things that, you know, people in crisis communications can follow to know when that happens, but you can feel the tide turn.
Yeah, and when you're in that position, it's always nice to see that tide come in, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I know. I've been on all sides of this. Trust me. All right, Krista, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Happy to do it.
All right, so as I was mentioning to Krista, that's huge news that Cigna's not going to cover the EpiPen because of the price of it. If you remember, we talked a lot on the show. A lot of you called and sent notes about having family members who needed the EpiPen. And remember, just to refresh everyone's memory, it's absolutely insano. Mylan, which is the manufacturer, jacked up the prices so ridiculously, more than by 400% since 2009. And who's affording that, right? The 1% that have allergies? So Cigna's saying they're not going to cover, they're just not going to cover it. They're only going to cover the half-price generic version. And, of course, that came out in December. That's available in pharmacies. It's got that same drug formulation and device. They say the device is the same function. It's got the same functionality because really it's for emergency situations. I know in the case of my niece, Olivia, who has that peanut allergy, she's got that EpiPen in her bag at all times because even as much as they try, she's, you know, a young teen. They don't know when she's going to some party or going somewhere that there might be a trace of anything with peanut in it that could send her into that shock. So it's vital for her to have the EpiPen. And I know there's a lot of people in that same situation. So now you have Trump saying he's going to fight these increases in drug prices, saying that they're getting away with murder. And so that's a massive slam at Big Pharma. And you see these drug stocks that go, you know, tumbling big time. I mean, Mylan shares were down almost 5%. And I think that's just going to continue to tank anyway. If you want a comparison of what it cost, in 2009, an EpiPen, a two-pack, was less than $100. So check this out. 2016, I was talking to my cousin Jen about this, $609. And in her case, if she wasn't a nurse at CHOP, one of the best hospitals in Philadelphia, Children's Hospital there, it would be ridiculous. And of course, she's got good insurance. But we're seeing that what's happening is just like with Cigna, companies are saying, a lot of these companies are saying, yeah, we're not backing that. And I think that's just the first domino, by the way, to fall in response. I think Mylan, even though they're offering this $300 savings card for patients who have to pay full price, and then they started, you know, they're starting to develop that generic, they are their own generic spinoff. I think that they are going to find that that stock is just going to continue to tank even further, because I think Cigna is just the first one. I think you're going to see a couple of others that do the very same thing, and then that'll drop even further in the next couple of weeks, I believe anyway. I mean, I'm not a stock analyst. I do know enough about finance, though, and I went back and looked at the charts in the 52 weeks and compared it, and of course, it is tied back to the ridiculous amount they started to charge for the pen, and I think that that is just the tip of the iceberg. And then, of course, this is one company. We're talking about blue chip companies that had seen their stock prices just absolutely soar, and we know how this game rocks, right? The people at the top, of course, make more money. The stockholders want to make more money, and they're down the throats of the CEOs, so their loyalty is to them. That's how this deal works. And in any of your big pharma companies, which has been to the exasperation of people who cannot afford these soaring drug prices, because it's certainly not just the EpiPen. We've talked about what happens when somebody gets hospitalized, and then you look at the itemized costs of the medication that they're given. And, of course, there was always the big joke about aspirin and how much an aspirin costs, that you could send one of your family members around the corner to go to whatever the local pharmacy was, Walgreens or whatever, and they could get aspirin for a song compared to the $125 a tablet they were charging. So that goes along with the hospital industry, the insurance companies, all of that. I'm wondering what will happen as we see healthcare challenged in the Affordable Care Act with this new president. Absolutely something to watch. All right, stick with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You wanna hear about the guy that really gets me going? He's about to walk through that door, I just don't know it. Moving in from behind, I turn my head around, sitting with some friends talking into.
Well, welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Jeffrey Hazlett, and he is, I'll tell you, someone that I've admired for a long time, especially after I read the last couple of years when I read his book, Running the Gauntlet. It is a must read. I could not put it down. I ignored everything around me to read this book, and I found it to be so insightful. You can catch him on the C-suite. He was the CMO for Kodak. He has bought and sold 250 businesses, and we are pleased to have him on the show. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks so much.
So let's talk about, I wanted to talk about businesses first, and why are, you know, I mentioned how many businesses you had and you sold in the course of the CMO of Kodak, and you watched a lot of, through the decades there, you watched businesses really change, and the way we do business in this country, I think, change a lot. And to me, with so many entrepreneurs, for some reason, I think one of the key ingredients is being able to adapt and, you know, and change with the times, or else you die. And you specifically talk about that in your book, Adapt, Change, or Die, basically. Why is there such a reluctance to do that, to change when you have to?
Well, I think we just get a little lazy, you know, or we think that that's what we're supposed to do, that we get it to a certain point that we lock it in, and that's not the case. By the time you get ready to lock it in, you should be looking at changing it and keep improvement. Continuous improvement is going to be the course. And for your business, it's a mindset that just says, I'm never quite, you know, happy with everything the way it is. and you want to keep improving it. Because that's so, you know, I think that's the way real great businesses are built. They keep looking for a different way to change the widget, or to sell the widget, or to service the people with the widget, or whatever it might be. And I think companies get pretty complacent, and they start doing things for their own reasons, not for the reasons that they first got in the business, and that is to solve a problem, to fix, you know, to save the world, or to just, you know, to maximize the most profit, or maximize the most value out of the intellectual property that they have. And they just, you know, they lock it in place. So they start adding 800 numbers that some sadistic, you know, I can't probably say it in your show, but, you know, came up with that, you know, with a telephone tree that says one for this, three for this. Who does that? Who wants that? You know, and I don't know anyone that has one of those that even likes it calling in. So we, you know, we operate from 8 to 5 when, you know, you're you fix cars and you don't open on Saturday. I don't have time. I've got a, bring my car back on Saturday, you know, and, you know, things like that. And it's just kind of wacko, crazy kind of things, and we forget.
Yeah, and the people who embrace that, though, are the people that see massive success often, right?
Well, without question, in terms of change, you know, adapt, yep. Change or die, and that's a theme. I just want people to take it. You know, I got a new book coming out in September, which I'm going to be, it's called Think Big, Act Bigger. You know, think big, but act bigger. And stop, you know, letting things, you know, stop you and just steamroll these things. And I think it's an important thing that we've got to keep in mind.
I like that. Think big, act bigger. So as
yeah,
I love it. It's a great title, sexy title. And you know that you get the marketing thing, obviously.
Well, I'm a sexy guy. I'm a sexy guy. I can't help it. You know, when a woman picks up my book and she can't put it down, I'm thinking, hey, pretty good, pretty good. Love
yeah.
It.
There you go. Thumbs up to that one for sure. I mentioned at the top that you were, you know, the chief marketing officer and vice president of the company's, you were even the vice president of the company's graphic communications group, which was huge for Kodak. What was it like making that leap from Kodak into your own world?
Well, you know, I've been there before. You know, when I bought and sold all these companies, some of them I, you know, I ran or owned, some of them I didn't own, just, you know, but I've always been an entrepreneur as well, myself, you know, I've got a couple of businesses now that I'm running. So getting back to it wasn't difficult for me. I mean, people say, what do you miss? Well, I got to be honest with you. I miss my corporate plane. I miss that a lot, you know, but especially tonight when I'm flying in the back row and the, you know, in the middle seat. But, you know, but that's, you know, that's life. I didn't have a much of a problem with the transition because I tried to operate even in a big company like I'm in a small company, meaning getting things done. Like I would say to people, like, you know, they would say the bathrooms need to clean. Well, get on there and clean them. I mean, what did you do at home if your bathrooms are messy and you're in the, you know, you get, that's your floor and those are your bathrooms. Get in there. Make it nice, you know. You're the one that messed it up in the first place. So I kind of operate like that with that philosophy right now. So, and I did then at a big company.
Yeah. When you were at Kodak, and of course now you see where the industry is, what happened to when you were at Kodak, it was thriving, but what happened to Kodak with what we've seen, certainly with the way things have changed and the way we take pictures? I mean, my gosh, how many pictures do you have on your cell phone?
Changed. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to go to, you know, meetings and, you know, what they were trying to do was protect film. And, I mean, that was the mantra inside the company was protect film. And even with the new leadership that came in over a few years, so let's just say the last decade, they couldn't get the underlying folks to say, you know, it's dead, you know, because you go to a town hall meeting and 3,000 people would be in the meeting and you'd say, you know, when was the last time anyone in this room and the people that worked in the company bought a roll of film and maybe one or two hands would go up? You go, well, there you go. That's the reason why, you know, we're failing. If our company is focused just on film, and that was the problem. They should have focused on film. Although it was a great product and a great, you know, thing, they were in the business of intellectual property of making moments, you know, I call it N3 I squared, make, manage, and move images and information. They had emotional technology. And they really went bankrupt back in the 70s when they invented the digital camera and then didn't do anything because they were trying to protect the margins of profit on a product, you know, that they thought was the thing they were doing. And that's not what they were doing. They were not in the film business. They were in the emotional technology business. And therein lies the problem. And that's what they forgot. And so they got so focused on protecting that roll of film that it didn't make a difference what came up. They would kill it. You know, they had the hubris of that success that really caused them to forget to see into the mirror and ask themselves the key questions about what they were really doing.
Yeah, there's big lessons in that, right?
Oh, huge lessons. I mean, you know, there are other companies. They, you know, Kodak survived. I mean, they filed bankruptcy a year ago. I left them 5 years ago. But they, you know, they filed bankruptcy last year, and I keep telling everybody when they went bankrupt, you know, back in the 70s. So that's when they fundamentally made the decision. You know, but they're about a $9 billion company, throwing about $2 billion to the bottom line today. So not bad. They just had all of that overhang from all that consumer business, which was dead, you know.
Yeah. Tell us about the C-suite and how fun has that been for you? You've interviewed some really interesting people.
Yeah, we started the C-suite show, but we've also started the C-suite network, c-suite-tv.com. And, you know, what we're trying to do is focus in on, you know, those leaders, those, you know, five or six leaders that are in the management teams, leaderships of all companies. And what we want to do is just go out and have conversations with people about what it's like there. Because, you know, in big companies, let's just take Fortune 100, Fortune 1000, or even Fortune 5000, about 99% of the people who work in the company never get a chance to go into the C-suite. And that is into the leadership meetings of the people who are running the companies. And I know that sounds kind of wacky, but it's so true. When you have, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or even hundreds of employees, you don't always get to sit in the same room where all the leaders are. And that was the premise of the show. You know, I'd see something like Domino's, like they would advertise, you know, all our pizza sucks. Well, who in their right mind raised their hand in the middle of a meeting and said, we suck? You know, and is the person still there? I mean, I have questions like that. I mean, who puts advertising that they spend, and why? What would prompt them to do that? And then the guy's still there. I mean, and so what I do is I take a camera inside of Domino's, and I go into the C-suite. We all sit around, and I say, well, where were you sitting when that question was posed? Because you know somebody said that.
Oh, yeah.
And they did, and someone did. And I said, well, what happened, you know? Or into Autodesk when the chairman of the company says we had our last quarter was an unmitigated disaster, and that's how he started out his earnings call. I mean, who says that? You know, or Kodak, Cadillac. Cadillac, you know, is it a bankrupt sitting, a bankrupt company trying to be a luxury brand? I kind of like to know how you're going to do that, you know. So just me asking questions, things that I think most of us want to know, and I just ask them until they tell it.
And yeah, you get to peel back the onion. You're peeling back the onion, baby.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people think I go in there with a lot of preconceived, you know, like, oh, I got all these questions. No, I just kind of let it flow. And it's always an interesting story. They've been highly visual. You know, we shoot with the very best cameras, the very best teams, you know, but we use things like plexiglass and things like that to give us some really good. I don't know what's the secret of the trade there. You know, I'm the only show with plexiglass, you know, so I'm feeling pretty impressed. Yeah. So we just have some fun, but we really try to make it very visually stimulating and exciting because I like to do good things, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, this was a lot of fun, Jeff. How can people catch your show?
Oh, just go online, csuitetv.com. That's it. That's all you got to do. C-suite, S-U-I-T-E, because it's like sweet, as in a place, as in not sweet like me. csuitetv.com. That's where you go. Yeah.
All right. I love it. Jeff, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
He's in our virtual green room or something like that anyway. His name is A. Salisbury. He's creator and director of Everything's Okay, a 28-year-old cool dude from Brooklyn, Brooklyn filmmaker. And wait till you hear what he's done. It's awesome to chase your passion. That's why I thought it'd be fun to have him on. Ace, thanks for hanging with us.
Hey, nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Awesome. So tell us about Everything's Okay. Am I right? It's a live-action animated hybrid. I saw it, but I don't know how to describe it. Kind of a do-it-yourself deal. Am I right?
Yeah. Okay. So what we have is it's a world about New York City 10 years after fracking has caused the apocalypse. But the way that we could figure out how to actually create the world with our budget, just being who we were, we have this amazing art director, somebody I went to, a longtime friend, he was my roommate back at boarding school and high school. He created these miniature, very detailed cardboard sets made out of cardboard and garbage with illustrating things that we couldn't possibly film, like New York City with the East River drained and now it's a gulch, and more people are living at the bottom of it. And just everything about the environment, you can see the kind of handmade ridges of it and the materials that it's made out of. But we've painstakingly composited it over a year after we shot it. And so even though you're kind of confronted with the fact that it's clearly artifice, you still, your brain kind of doesn't fully let you not believe it. So what we have is something completely different, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, how did this idea pop into your head?
So I was taking a shower 2 years ago, and I was just thinking, what would happen if I didn't have access to this water? What would happen if everything that my whole feeling of comfort in my own home was negated by the fact that I couldn't drink the water? And then all of a sudden, I started thinking about, I live in Brooklyn, started thinking about all of New York City, what that would look like if there wasn't any physical presence of water whatsoever. All of a sudden, Manhattan was surrounded by these sweeping, barren canyons, and all of a sudden, this whole surreal topography took over in my mind, and I started thinking about, well, if maybe there are other things wrong with the world, maybe it's too hot, maybe people need to live underground, maybe most of the people are gone. What if, you know, and so all of these things about this world started coming into my mind, and you know, it was that coupled with a fear of the whole idea of that we might be jeopardizing our own water supplies with the way that we've handled fracking and all that, all sort of took over into this world that I started weaving into these scripts. And started finding my friends who wanted to help me with it and building my team. And, yeah, I got to correct you. I'm not 28 anymore. I was 28 when I started the project. I'm 30 now. So we've spent about 2 years on it. From Kickstarter to post-production has taken about 2 years. So
that's funny. Kickstarter. So let's go back. You have this idea. It's great the way you described it, how it came into your head. You saw a vision. You got your buddies to help you. And 2 years to put the project together. As you started to assemble it, what did you do to save money? So you saved a little bit of money up, but what did you do? I'm imagining, of course, green screen, right? You know, Adobe well, that kind of stuff.
We saved the most money was in post-production. I came into directing by way of editing and also animation. I've done a lot of motion graphics animation. That's specifically in a program called After Effects. And so the idea of that program, it's kind of like an editor, except that it's designed to extract layers from all your footage. So we basically, it's a very expensive program to work in, but the fact that I could do weeks and weeks and weeks of work in that at no cost to us was probably the reason we were actually able to get it made for our budget. We ended up raising $23,000 on Kickstarter, and that went exclusively to the production, paying actors and everybody on set. You know, I didn't want to be one of those guys who asked everybody to work for free. So even though, you know, people weren't getting exactly what they were worth, I was able to pay everybody something. And we actually used union actors. We did the SAG-AFTRA contracts for everybody. The new media contract is a really flexible one. If you ever want to make a project with better actors than you get otherwise, at least more experience. First time I've ever worked with that. It was amazing. Really wonderful people to work with. But another cost-saving thing for us is we shot most of it in my apartment. All but 2 days of filming happened in my living room, which is not huge. We have like a 9-foot by 20-foot green screen, and so the 20 feet is like 10 feet of it go up towards the ceiling, and the other 10 feet are rolled onto the floor. And what you get with that is if you light that right and shoot that properly, you can actually completely create a whole different world around the actors that way. And so we just kind of digitally shrunk them down and put them on these miniature cardboard sets. So I'd say between the materials and the SAG after a new media contract and the location, and plus a free post production, that's how we got something made that you've never seen a web series that looks like this before, because it's way too expensive for anybody else to make it usually.
Love it. So tell me the reaction to now this project. It's exploded, hasn't it?
Got back from the Cannes Film Festival in France, and we were at premieres, our first episode, and we filled our room up and had just an incredibly enthusiastic reaction. People were so excited to see something like this. Everybody wants to know how it's made, and to me that's just a really great reaction, that it's not obvious that we just shot a bunch of garbage and put people on a green screen together, that there was a little something extra thrown in, that, you know, the details I put into the atmosphere really take people to this world that we've created. And I'm hoping this is just the beginning. We really want as many eyes to see this as possible, and that's why we're about 90% sure we're just going to release this ourselves pretty soon and just want to build our audience ourselves rather than selling it to a company. We just don't want to. This is a message that needs to get out there quickly, and we want to do that. We want to do that ourselves, and we're really excited.
So to do that yourself and to release it, would you use, and obviously Kickstarter worked for you, and you just described what that process was like. So now we know that social media has a lot of legs. Will you try to pump it out that way?
Exactly. And we're going to build our team on Twitter and Facebook. We already have an okay following for not having released any content yet. Basically, we have to make friends and make sure every friend shows their friends this show. And the idea is that if we can make something that's exactly what a certain group of people want to see, you know, I made something that's so weird and different, but is exactly what I wish was out there. And I'm hoping that there are other people that feel the same way. So we'll grassroots grow our audience, and it's something I've never had to do before, and I'm really excited to see that happen.
I love it. We'll pump it out everywhere we can for you. Once you really start that project, we will do it. I'll hit everyone I know and everybody I can, from my millennial crew to even older than that, as you say, a lot of people, because I watched it. It was phenomenal, and to have more eyeballs on it would be terrific. What do you ultimately have as the goal for this, that happens, that more people become aware of the whole fracking thing, et cetera?
Exactly, and also for it to be a platform for everybody who we've worked with to sort of show the industry at a higher level than they could before what they can do. You know, to be able to tell important stories, but also really dazzle people. And I've kind of been watching the web series phenomenon take over, and it's fun to see people that wouldn't otherwise have a voice take one on, but there's something limiting about a bunch of 20-somethings making films about their romance in Brooklyn with a DSLR camera with shallow depth of field. They all kind of look the same, and I'm excited to put a different palette out there into the web series format.
I love it. Obviously, you're focused on this, but do you have something else in the back of your mind that you want to work on, too, in the future?
I have a few shows in mind. I mean, I'm always thinking of things. I don't want to tell you too much, but I've got an idea for a show called Time Dad, a time-traveling schlub who's left his family in order to find meaning in his life through the time continuum. And he's ultimately finding that nothing can replace what he's left behind.
Wow, I love it. I can only imagine. Oh, what an interesting guy you are. Ace Salisbury, we'll do everything we can, like we said, to help you get this project heard. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.